Earlier this month, the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency and the Washoe Tribe of Nevada and California received $3.4 million. The money is part of a five-year grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. KUNR's Sydney Pierman tells us how the money will be used.
The funding will be used to construct two permanent watercraft inspection stations along the Lake Tahoe shoreline. The stations will help stop invasive species, such as the quagga mussel and the New Zealand mud snail, from spreading in the lake. Dennis Sabaglo, Aquatic Invasive Species Program Manager for the agency, says they currently have three temporary inspection stations, which are inconvenient.
We have to demobilize and mobilize every year, so it's a strain on our resources and time to get those ready each season and also break them down.
Located at Spooner Summit and Myers, the stations will provide mandatory inspections of boats entering the lake. In addition, the grant will be used to help in the efforts to stop the spread of the invasive Eurasian watermilfoil in the nearby wetland, Sabaglo says. It will also help address the priorities of the Washoe tribe, says Lisa Heckey, project leader for the Lahontan National Fish Hatchery. These goals include the Miawata Restoration Project and the reintroduction of the native Lahontan cutthroat trout. She says the tribe brings a key insight into land management that mainstream agencies often overlook.
They bring really critical perspective for sustainable management and protection of native species.
The grant is part of a larger $17 million investment in Lake Tahoe. The funding comes from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, which has been focused on restoring multiple imperative ecosystems throughout the country. Sydney Pierman, KUNR News.